This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant was a hugely popular figure in Asia, especially in China, where basketball rivals football is the most popular sport. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Bryant's fan base is rivaled only by Yao Ming, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan. His playing appearances, including the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics won by the U.S., were, however, far exceeded by his promotional appearances in the country, both on behalf of his own brand and basketball generally. Elsewhere in Asia, basketball fans in the Philippines offered flowers, wrote notes, and lit candles outside a newly built House of Kobe basketball court in Manila. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The director general of the World Health Organization is in China to meet with government officials and health experts trying to contain the spread of a deadly contravirus that has killed 81 people. The spread of the illness is being watched around the world. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Airports around the world are ramping up screening measures of Chinese passengers, though its effectiveness has been questioned by health officials. Some foreign governments are working to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. France said its evacuees will spend 14 days in quarantine to stop the possible spread of the virus. Also on Sunday, Chinese officials confirmed that the ability of the new virus to spread is getting stronger and that infections could continue to rise. No deaths have been reported outside of China from the virus so far.
That's Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. For the very latest on the contravirus, please visit us at voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Democrats are ramping up their push for witness testimony in U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial now that a draft of a book from his former national security advisor appears to undercut a key defense argument. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
John Bolton writes the president said he wanted to keep holding back military aid from Ukraine until it helped investigate Joe Biden and others. The president's legal team insists he never tied the aid to investigations, and he himself is denying it this morning, saying if Bolton said it, he's only trying to sell a book. He's also falsely claiming House Democrats never even asked Bolton to testify. They did. He did not show up, and they did not subpoena Bolton because he threatened to sue. Bolton has said he is now willing to testify, and once a New York Times report on his book went online last night, Democrats insisted the Senate call Bolton and provide his notes and other documents. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Senator Mitt Romney, a key Republican, says John Bolton should testify at the impeachment trial.
I think it's increasingly likely that other Republicans will join those of us who think we should hear from John Bolton. And whether there are other witnesses and documents, well, that's another matter. But I think John Bolton's relevance to our decision has become increasingly clear.
The impeachment trial will continue soon this afternoon. Turkey is calling off rescue operations in eastern areas hit by Friday's earthquake after emergency workers recovered the body of a final person they were searching for in a collapsed building. This brings the death toll to 41. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night also injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble. Reuters is reporting a plane U.S. officials are describing as a small U.S. military aircraft crashed in a Taliban-controlled area of central Afghanistan on Monday. The U.S. officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, say there is no indication so far that the plane was brought down by enemy activity. President Donald Trump says the White House will release his long-delayed Middle East peace plan on Tuesday. Billie Eilish and her music producer brother, Phineas, were the big winners at the Grammys. AP music correspondent Margie Saraletta has the story.
I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Billie Eilish is just the second person to win the top four Grammys in the same night, Album, Record, and Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. The other was Christopher Cross in 1981. Eilish also won the Pop Vocal Album Grammy. Her brother Phineas was the night's top winner with six awards. He says during the CBS broadcast, when they were making music in their bedrooms, they didn't think they'd win awards.
We wrote an album about depression and suicidal thoughts and climate change and being the bad guy, whatever that means. And we stand up here confused and grateful.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.